welcome Matt Lee.
Okay, I'm running on not a lot of sleep here, so Red Bull. All right. Ignore this quote. This is a quote that we use on the opening slide of all our presentations. If you're going to have something on there, have some stupid quote from the past. Sounds like we're smarter than we really are. My name is Matt Lee. This is the Northeast GNU Linux Fest. I'm very happy to be back here again. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
And I talk a lot. I talk kind of quickly and in an accent that may not be familiar to all of you, so I apologize for that in advance. As mentioned, I am the campaigns manager at the FSF. Campaigns manager is kind of a weird title. We have quite generic job titles at the FSF. Campaigns manager for me, I maintain some of our campaigns. Effective by Design is the one you may have heard of. PlayOG, which kind of pushes for free media formats and stuff. Windows 7 Sins, which I guess will become Windows 8 Sins at some point in the future. Update a lot of our websites. We just relaunched Effective by Design. It's all HTML5. It like works nicely on a mobile phone. It works nicely on a big screen. So that kind of thing. And I also organize events, such as Libre Planet, which is our conference that we run this next weekend. So first, a little bit about that. It is next weekend, and it's in Boston, which for those of you who aren't from around here, is like an hour away. And we have a lot of sports teams and some subways and stuff. It's kind of a cool place to live. You can still register, and it is $60 if you're not an FSF member. It's free of charge if you are an FSF member, and FSF membership coincidentally costs about the same amount of money as it does to come to the conference. So you can choose to pay and come to the conference, or you can become a member. Becoming a member is a much better deal for you. You get given some cool stuff, you get discounts, and you still get to support our work, which is, you know, really, really important. Other reasons to come that are not myself, far better speakers than myself. Some of them, like Ruben, you've heard today. We have some pretty impressive people coming along. They're all on the website. It's quite staggering, actually, to think that these people will all be together next weekend in Boston talking about free software. It's quite exciting. You can register now at the website. I'm not going to talk about my Free Software Foundation work today because that's next weekend. I'm talking about my other stuff. You may know that I run a website called Libre.fm. You may not know that actually there is a company behind that. Our company is called FooCorp. We couldn't think of a good name for a company, so we chose the most generic name we could think of, which is FooCorp. We are not a very good company. We pride ourselves on a saying that is, we protect ourselves from ever having to sell out by having nothing to sell out in the first place. And we really are a company for the sheer reason that our lawyer thought best to have a company for these kind of things. To give you some indication of the company again, I'm the CEO. Right? Yeah, so not a real company. We are a 2.5 person company in the sense that we have a half-time person who doesn't really work for the company and does some like stuff with us. In 2009, we started GNU FM, which is a software project, and Libre FM, which is a website. And then in 2010, we started GNU Social, and then last year we started GNU Local, which you won't have heard of because I'm telling you about it today for the first time. And we are actually quite pleased to announce that actually, contrary to how we've been going so far, which is, you know, starting things you might not have heard of, we're actually going to change some of this up and actually kind of take what we've done so far and try and build some new interesting thing. So GNU FM is our first thing. It's actually the most successful thing that we've done so far as a company. It's really active in terms of developing development work. It's all written in PHP, and I'm willing to take on anyone who thinks that it should be written in another language. PHP, in my mind, is the kind of the only way to write web applications in the sense that every web server I've ever encountered, even IIS on disgusting broken Windows machines, can run PHP. So Sorry to all the other people out there who like other languages. I don't particularly like PHP. I'm not a very good programmer. But, you know, it works. Libre.fm is the site that most GNU.fm users are using right now. Has about 70,000 users. Two big things have happened that have caused that number to go up. One was about 3 years ago when we first started the project. There was a rumor that CBS, who owned Last.fm, were using that information and passing it along to the RIAA. There's no evidence to suggest that's actually true. But the day that came out, our numbers went from like 15 to like 30,000. So that's nice. And then more recently, CBS, again, appeared to support SOPA and PIPA, and bump. So, you know, with no marketing effort whatsoever, we're relying on the, you know, the sort of the happenstance of other people making mistakes to build our user base, which I think is a good thing for a project. And the problem with Libre.fm is that really it's just one big website that runs on a single server that you can't connect to the outer world, and it's all just one big site, and I hate that. And so pretty early on, we started talking about social networking. And at the time, Facebook was kind of like the new coolness at the time. Twitter was around, but yeah, I didn't want to add social networking features to GNU.fm because I thought that, you know, hey, we've got a website that holds the listening information for these 30,000 or so X Last.fm users who hate CBS. Let's not add social networking features to those people and then tie them into the website even further. We should start a new project to investigate how to do social networking properly in a responsible way that supports freedom. And then, if that's ever good enough, we'll kind of roll it back in. Well, it turns out it is good enough. We haven't done the rolling back in yet. But there's a project called StatusNet. You might have heard of this. Identica is a big site that a lot of us in free software, we use. StatusNet is the code that runs Identica. It's also the company that runs Identica. And we took our GNU social project and kind of based it on StatusNet, but there's this weird relationship that we struggled to explain where we didn't fork StatusNet, but we do have this relationship where 15% or so of the code that's in StatusNet now is code that was assigned to the GNU social project. So there are two pieces of software. There's actually one piece of software, both called StatusNet and GNU social, and they're the same thing. That's the easiest way I can explain that. And that doesn't make a lot of sense. We call it social status sometimes, but that's kind of a dumb thing, and you shouldn't do that. But yeah, so GNU Social is this thing, exists. You all use Identica, I hope. If you do, you use some GNU Social code every single day, which is nice. And then there is GNU Local. And last summer, I really got into Foursquare in a pretty bad way. I don't know if you know what Foursquare is. Foursquare is this little thing that so you can get an app for your phone. It's proprietary software. You can also go to the website and check in at places. And it's really good for figuring out if you go out to drink too much, or you go out to eat too much, or you go to weird parts of town too much, because it keeps a track of wherever you go on a map that you can then go to the website and just download this like KML file that shows you everywhere you've been. Now, at least with this, you can figure out where you've been and you can control that information to a degree. But Foursquare is proprietary software. It promotes proprietary software. That's not cool. It uses Google Maps. I think they're now switching to OpenStreetMap, but again, everyone's switching to OpenStreetMap at this point. We just spent about a week using some PHP code from GNU.fm and built this thing called GNU Local, and it kind of works in the sense that it uses the like geolocation stuff that's in HTML5, and it goes out to the internet and figures out where you are and then produces a map, and you can check in. You can't do anything. There's no prizes for being the best or the most or whatever, but you do check in, and that's about it. And it does. I like it. I think I'm the only person who uses it. Admittedly, the people who know about it are about four people, so, you know, I can't. That's pretty good. One in four use the software regularly. So in summary, really what we have here is GNU.fm. It's very good at one thing, which is tracking what you listen to, and it can play back music. We have lots of freely licensed, in which I mean music under a free license, songs, different artists. You can stream those. Plays Ogg Vorbis only. Only works in free browsers, generally speaking. There's GNU Social, or StatusNet, to give it its, you know, proper title. And that stuff does social networking really, really well. A lot of the reason that a lot of you here today, I hope, are partly because of something you've interacted with on a StatusNet site. I know people in this room because of StatusNet sites. And it's also federated, which is really important. So you don't have to have Identica. You can actually have your own site and do the social networking thing in a cool way where you control it. You run your own little node and you're in charge of what goes on. And then there's GNU Local, which, as we've seen, is kind of a form with a button on it. And so we're thinking about this, you know, what can we do? We have these three things, and really we're not very good as a company, but we're also not very good at, like, keeping up to date with these things. And to be honest, we've kind of let GNU Social die a little bit. And the reason for that is because it's the same as StatusNet. So it's like, why are we working on GNU Social when StatusNet's being developed? So we have a plan. Our plan is to improve GNU FM. Our plan is to take the things we've learned from and the things that we've kind of already seen that work and to add those into GNU FM and to actually do a GNU FM release. GNU FM is it's a GNU project, and unlike most GNU projects, written in PHP. It doesn't have docbook documentation. It doesn't really have documentation. It doesn't have configuration files. It's kind of hard to use, kind of hard to set up. We're going to fix all of those problems. We're going to add the federation so that you don't have to use LibreFM, because please, I can't afford it. It's not, the server's free. I'm lying if I say I can't afford it. I don't want to run a site that you will rely on and then it breaks down and you will hate me. Like, that's my biggest problem. So we're going to let federation occur so that hopefully someone else will run a GNU FM site that you can join, or, you know, you can run your own GNU FM site and then put your own music down and it'll be cool. And we're going to use OStatus to do this, because OStatus is the thing that powers StatusNet. It's been proven to work. And they have things like events and polls and things that are kind of in there that we need. You know, musicians play gigs. That's how they make some money. And it'd be really nice if a band on LibreFM or on GNU FM was playing somewhere and you could go there. You could find out about it through the site. Seems like an obvious feature. We started working on that, but then again, this whole social thing came along. It didn't really happen for us. And also, you can check in. So that's the cool thing. That's the one useful thing, right? You can go to an event and press the button on your phone, and then people will know you're there. So, you know, look forward to that. Well, there's also some cool things you can do for the artists. The artists on LibreFM are actually really important because they are actually giving up their music. And they are actually sharing it with you all for kind of a mutual benefit situation. You can download their music. It's under a free license. You can remix it. You can do things with it. But, you know, there's an expectation there, which is that you'll actually listen to it and you'll actually, like, share it with other people. And so making our part of the bargain on LibreFM and GNU FM sites true is the next goal for us. And so we feel like these things will help us do that in a way that currently we don't do a very good job of. We're also doing a redesign of LibreFM. The site right now looks kind of weird and stale, and it's time to stop using the red color that LastFM uses for everything, because it's confusing. We're working from an artist from Springfield, Massachusetts. For those of you who are from here, Springfield, a city that's kind of further away from Boston than Worcester. And we're getting new servers. We have three new servers now, three, not one. So that's progress, right? And we also have a German host of all our music. Right now, our music comes from Jamendo. We do this database dump of Jamendo.com, which has a whole bunch of music. Some of it's free, some of it's not free. Some of it's an MP3, some of it's an Ogg Vorbis. We kind of took the best of the best, the Ogg Vorbis free stuff, pulled it all down, and now have it on this host, thanks to these guys over in Germany. And it's a really fast server. And we're also working with archive.org to host all of the free music in the world on a collection on archive.org where you can go and download it. So that's kind of cool. You know, you can go get this music. As I mentioned, we haven't got any documentation right now. The instructions to install GNU FM are a text file that you have to know the address for. It's not published anywhere, really. And So yeah, we're going to write a book. We're going to make a little book that explains how to install GNU/FM and these things, get it working so that, you know, if you can make this part easy, then other people will use this software and then we won't have this problem where we're like, I don't want to be like Facebook. I don't want to be this giant behemoth that just steals your information and sucks. All right. So like the quicker we can get the book written, the quicker we can at least have one other GNU/FM site. And then we can have, the Federation will actually mean something. If we can get two sites to talk to each other, then that's great. But right now there's only really one site. So, and we hope to publish the book in a year from now. We were started at Liberplan 2009. And this year, the conference, every year the conference is kind of our little anniversary. To do some of this stuff, we're starting a publishing division that we call Perpetual Monopoly, because there's a quote about Perpetual Monopoly in some like 1774 statute about copyright law. And I thought that was a great name for a company that doesn't really like copyright that much. And we kind of give all our books away under a share alike license. And so, yeah, you know. Plus, it's fun to tell the lawyer. And we started writing a book, which all of the, I think it's even here, all of the, yeah, all of the speaker bios that I've done for the last like 3 or 4 years tell everyone that I wrote a book. Turns out I didn't really write a book. I wrote half a book. And we're going to finish the book though. So the book tells you how to write, how to run a company that does these kind of things. And we figured it was better to wait until we run the company a little bit and see if it kind of didn't die immediately. And it didn't, so, you know, that's good. We made Liberplan in the first place because we selfishly wanted to make records and pretend we were a big record label. I would encourage you all to start your own record labels. It turns out what you need is like a laptop computer and a stapler, right? And so most of you already own those things. And if you don't, like, you can go and buy them. Make a record, just release records. Find friends of yours that are in bands. Just release them. Just, it's really easy. It doesn't cost anything. It costs like $10 to release a record these days. We're recording a new full-length album next week in my apartment. Because we can do that. We're also, we have this kind of crazy vision of like, let's make TV programs because that's easy and cheap and free, right? No. Turns out making those things is really expensive. Who would have thought that? But, turns out that using a camera that costs $100, you can make a pretty okay video that looks quite nice on a website. So that's, you know, that's a movie, right? That's our thing. And we're playing around with 3D printers because, you know, they are affordable at this point. You can buy a 3D printer for not a lot more than a laptop. And you can print out things. You can make balls and toilets and stuff. I know, we don't laugh. We made a toilet. You know, it's amazing. We also have this thing that I call FUBAR, which is the name I'm most proud of most things I've done my entire life. FUBAR is a concept we have. It's this great thing where basically we go to a bar and then we prepay for all of the alcohol. So you can come to the bar and just talk to people who like either free software or free culture or maybe just drinking. And the drinks are free. You don't pay for anything. So you can come out and hang out for as long as you like to hang out for in this cool space and meet some really interesting people. And we do these about every 6 months in Boston. We could do them everywhere else. I could press the button. We could do them other places too. If you want to run your own one, that would be kind of cool. We could definitely like talk about how to get the money so you could do that. Jason Self is in the room somewhere, maybe? He's right there. Jason Self last year paid for the drinks at one of our events. Selfishly. He doesn't even drink. Right? Even teetotalers support this idea. It's amazing. And I think we actually ran out of money, and then somebody else put down more money. It was kind of weird. All right, we also have this thing, the 3D printing thing I mentioned before. We are going to try and produce our own tabletop gaming miniatures because that's what a record company that runs websites would do as a natural next step in its business plan. The reason we do this is two things, really. One is that Rob Myers, who's the other kind of, he's the full person. There's me and Rob Myers is a full person, and then there's a half person. He really likes 3D printing. He really likes sculpting things. And I really like playing with little plastic men. And so we've kind of meshed the idea together. And these things, you can print them out yourself on a home model. The home model's about $1,000 at this point. And it's not great for detail, but you know, these things are an inch high. So really, how much detail do you need on something that's, you know, 4 feet away from you most of the time? And also you can print them on these expensive professional 3D printers. 3D printing can, at this point, can print in color. You can print a color model, right? It looks kind of weird. It looks like candy. It's like kind of dusty color, but it's color. That blew my mind last week. And we're also going to create some games under a free license as well to play with these miniatures. The main reason we did this, of course, is because I spend a lot of my time when I should be working on, like, LibreFM or GNUFM or, you know, finishing stuff, on painting and playing with little dolls and stuff. It's my one thing I do that's not on a computer. We're going to make a skeleton, because skeletons, with a bad apostrophe there, spelling mistake, are just people. And they're easy to sculpt. You know, there's just dead people, right? I mean, it's simple. And you can paint them silver, and they become Terminators, or you can leave them white. They're already skeletons out of the box. They're already white. It's easy. They're just bone-colored, all right? You can just slap some ink on them, and they look amazing. And I really want a big skeleton army, and hopefully at conferences like this next year, I can bring the plastic dolls along, and we can all have a game. Roll some dice around. And there's the reference to this bathroom thing again. Rob did a 3D sculpt. You can kind of see it here. It's actually a urinal, or urinal, if you pronounce it in the American way. 3D printed urinals. That's art, people. Here's a record we made. Here's what GNU Local looks like, and actually this is the FSF right here. And LibreFM. We're trying to do a lot of things. We're not always successful in what we do, but we think that doing these things is fun, and that it's an artistic thing. It's something that we can do, and we can support artistic things. This conference is amazing. This conference, I didn't really pick up on this until last night, but I realized so many people at this conference make podcasts. Like, that's their thing. They just record people talking about free software, and they put it out there on the internet, and they make these talk shows and these podcasts and these shows, and it's amazing, right? That's art with free software. This is art with free software too. Right? We're trying to do everything we can do with free software, to push free software as far as we can get it. Maybe the movie about Boston won't be very good. It doesn't matter, because it's all freely licensed. And if the editing software is not very good now, we can release all the source files, and it can be made better in the future. It doesn't matter. It's not going to go anywhere. Having a party next Saturday. Fubar's coming back for one more night. If you're coming to the conference, you can go to the bar afterwards on Saturday night. It's unofficial. It's not related to the conference itself, but you can do that. Don't drink too much, because Sunday's got a lot of talks that are going to be good too. You can come and see yellow card for me at the end. I didn't bring the yellow cards. Sorry. Go to the website. And the yellow cards will be around at some point. Yeah, drinking. And then our website, you can sign up for LibreFM, it's good. You know, we need some more users. You know, don't all join up though, because GNUFM's coming, Federation and stuff. Try and install it yourself and tell us what's wrong with it, you know. I did it, it took me about 2 hours to figure out all the different PHP things I need to do, but it works. We've done other stuff. You can see our catalog to date there. We give everything a number. If you look way back at the beginning, oh man, one of these buttons does it. Yeah, there we go. All right. This number here, we give everything a unique catalog number, everything we do. Train tickets, bus tickets, presentations, songs, events. Jason Self has a number in the catalog. You can come and... it'll be fun. You can also follow us on Identica, and occasionally we'll update that. I want to come back in a year from now and show you the really awesome federated social stuff we're working on. And if you know PHP, or if, like me, you know enough PHP where you can, like, mostly not break stuff, you should definitely work on this project, because the more developers we can get, there's quite a kind of cool thing with this. You know, we have lots of developers working on it and stuff. They get invited to conferences all the time, FOSDEM and such. So if you'd like to be up here and talk, as you can see, it's kind of fun, get involved, and then you can go to a conference and talk about, you know, awesome GNU FM stuff. And I will promise anyone who signs up as a developer will be given skeletons when they exist, okay?
Yes.
Any questions? Hopefully not financial questions.
Borrow some money.
No. Next question. Yeah. How many songs are on Libre FM? I think it's significantly high. It's like 22,000 songs, maybe. It could also be albums. I forget. It's a lot of songs, right? You can go to Libre FM. You can click on the Listen tab. You can go and listen to things. Also, if you have an Android phone, there's an application called Libre Droid. It's on F-Droid Marketplace. It's also on the Android market, but we don't update that anymore. So that because Android market is proprietary and horrible. But F-Droid now exists, so go to F-Droid, get the application from there. You can listen to songs. They stream to your phone. There is a download button. You can download the songs to your phone in Ogg Vorbis for free. It's great. And the application will scrobble, which is the term that is used to describe sending what you listen to Libre FM. And if you still like Last FM, because right now they have features that we don't, you can actually connect your Last FM account to your Libre FM account. And whenever you listen to a song and send it to Libre FM, we then pass that information on to Last FM. So you can actually use both sites. And if you already use Last FM and you want to make the leap, you can do that too. We have tools that, thanks to the Last FM developers, can go into Last FM and pull out everything you listened to in the past and put it on Last FM. You can have a copy of that yourself in a tab delimited format. It's quite nice to look at. You can see the things you listened to in the past. And you can kind of go out and scrub out that weekend you spent listening to the Dave Matthews Band, which I actually did that, and I'm ashamed. But yeah. Any other questions? No? All right, cool. Well, we have plenty of time yet, so I'm going to do the presentation again. unless you have any questions. I can't do a live demo. Mad Dog.
Well, I might say that on the Android FM site, or the Android Marketplace site,
yeah,
what you should do is point something that points over.
Yeah, we should do that. That was the intention, I think, but we just haven't had time to do that.
Because that's where people go.
Right.
We saw something there that pointed over there, or they could download the app and says, hey, next time you update this app, update it.
There's actually one thing we were thinking about doing, which is actually even slightly more devious than that, is to release a new version of the application and actually have that application be F-Droid. Mm-hmm. So actually, rather than release our software again, just to essentially just give somebody else a free market store, marketplace.
Works for me.
That's a pretty good thing. It wouldn't get updated though, I guess, but yeah. I don't know. Go ahead. And I would hope that you will all join us in some of these awesome, kind of more creative, slightly wackier ideas. And if not, at least come to my proper talk next Saturday at Libre Planet. And I think with that being the end of the talk, we're now going to go to the pub. We're going to go to Jillian's, and we're going to have a private room and drink beer. So let's do that, and let's also give a big, big round of applause to Jonathan and to everybody else who worked to make this conference happen. And if you think Jonathan's efforts are noble and getting accessibility into free software is a noble cause, on the way out, there is a collection box. Give some money so that we can send Jonathan to give talks at other conferences outside of Massachusetts, because planes and trains and hotels cost a lot of money, and so sending him away is a good thing, temporarily at least. And have him spread the message of free software, because it's an ambassador for free software we have with Jonathan, and doing the right thing with accessibility. There are so many people have some kind of disability, and free software needs to reach all of those people. And so let's, you know, we can have our fun, but let's also, you know, take things seriously and make things for other people. So that's it, I'm done. Oh, wait, one thing, sorry. I want to get a picture of all of you, sorry. My battery's run out. God, I'm joking. All right, yeah, all right, no, no matter. All right, done. Thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.